Hello, grandkids, and welcome to Stunt Granny Audio 1126. This is Kevin DeFrango. On the other end is Chris Calamita. What is up, good sir?
Not a heck of a lot, Kevin. How about yourself?
Oh, yeah, pretty boring-ish Tuesday around these parts. It feels like some of the major sports winding up here. We had the college championship for football determined. The NFL season is winding down. The NBA and the NHL aren't like ready for the playoff push quite yet, so there's still kind of some like blah regular season time left. Not a whole lot going on, but you know what? Wrestling gives us action 52 weeks a year, sir.
And we're heading into the biggest season of the year.
And we are headed into the biggest season of the year, and I did have to chuckle a little bit as it was a theme on both shows. And something that we had talked about last week is that we're like, man, no one has declared for the Royal Rumble yet. And I believe Cody Rhodes kicked off this trend and it continued thereafter, I want to say. He kicked it off on SmackDown, if I'm not mistaken.
Cody kicked it off on SmackDown, almost like they were waiting for him to be the first one. But of course, they had to actually, go through with him losing the title first. So that's a little, maybe a little part of the delay and really promoting the Royal Rumble here. But man, it's coming quickly. It is coming up quick. It is under 2 weeks.
Yeah, that was one where I was just like, oh yeah, the Rumble's at least at the very end of the month. And then I'm like, we're more than halfway through the month already. And I'm like,
It's 10 days
even
away.
though
It's
it's
11 days away, I guess, now from where we were talking. 10 days from when everyone's listening to this. And days is correct because the show will be starting at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern.
Hey, another one of those day drinking pay-per-views, should one want to participate in
I am done.
some such
I feel like I am
activities.
going to do some participation. Yes. I think that's a great idea.
I need to check the calendar, but it's probably open. So we shall see. Mostly open. Why not? We'll worry about that bridge a little bit later. Cody Rhodes, really, if they were waiting for him to do that, there were a slew of other people after him. That ended up declaring. I don't know if there are too many more on SmackDown, honestly,
No, it doesn't. I don't feel like there was.
but it
Yeah,
was
there were.
a big occurrence on Raw for sure. And we
Yes,
can,
definitely big on Raw. Yes.
and we can get to those a little bit later here. Since Cody Rhodes did need to lighten the load to get into the Royal Rumble. Drew McIntyre is the one that kicked off SmackDown this week, and he is the one that took the championship off Mr. Rhodes' waist there. And love the bagpipe entrance.
Yes, that was a great, that was a really good touch. I mean, they did not shy away from McIntyre having his moment in the UK, in London, in front of a crowd that was a very pro Drew McIntyre.
Yes, any concerns that and also this is something that we kind of talked about last week too, the concerns about the nationality, not really that much of a concern.
No, there were
They're
not. We'll
like, we
get to
don't care that
those.
you're Scottish. We're still gonna cheer you. You're from the
But
same
that,
island. We're going
but
for it
he,
here.
but yeah, right. But he did try to heal himself on on this crowd in his promo.
Yeah, he definitely was just like, no, I'm not gonna have any of this nonsense. And I mean, once he gets back to the U.S., I think that that stuff will pay off, and that he will not have the home turf advantage that he did this past SmackDown.
No.
So that work will pay off in a not too distant future here. So, but it did blunt the blow at least a little bit in front of this London crowd.
Right.
So yeah, it's because I was trying to remember oh, I did like the vanilla QB1 era is over in the dangerous, unpredictable Drew McIntyre line. Era begins is pretty good. The write-up just reminded me of that because
Ooh,
I'm like,
Drew likes to hit close to home with that one. He really does, 'cause yes, the Cody of 20 late, as we got later into 2025 into 2026 definitely resembles that remark.
Yeah, I mean, we had kind of talked about him losing a little bit of mojo, going into things, the last couple of months, I'd say.
Oh yes. Oh yes,
And
definitely.
a lot not of his own doing, but then it does make your character kind of vanilla, you know, like
Yes.
there's nothing you can do about it, but like it is a symptom of what is going on.
It's true. I think you're kind of underselling a bit that, Cody, with the suits and the and he likes to do the corporate lingo stuff, and it's just like he's not quite John Cena at it either, so
No.
it does cause him to come off more milk toast than you'd hope. Cody definitely needs to at least get an edge back, or if not turn heel here. I guess we can fast forward a bit since we're talking about him. Cody's promo came later in the night, and he essentially called out Jacob Fatu
No.
for causing his loss, which then
Yeah.
led to later Jacob Fatu interrupting a one Mr. Kit Wilson and making him make.
His crusade against toxic masculinity always is gonna meet a grim end here, I feel like, for quite a while.
Yes, and it did meet a grim end at the hands of Jacob Fatu, which then led to Cody coming out, and again, Cody showing fire, showing some, showing some balls to then they come right at Jacob Fatu. So, again, they had a good pull apart, which then led to the announcement that yes, Cody and Jacob Fatu will meet one on one Saturday on Saturday Night's main event. Interesting match for sure.
Yeah, it's one of the few times I usually am not a fan of losing streaks, but we've kind of been talking about the maybe gradual turn of Cody here, and another loss could help set this gentleman off.
It's an intriguing matchup. You don't really, know who's gonna win this. There's definitely different ways it could go, but I think maybe the best way for it to go would be Jacob Fatu wins clean in the middle. I mean, he's just coming back for after three been out for 3 months. He needs to get back on track here. We're heading into the Royal Rumble where you imagine he could be seen as a favorite. So yeah,
Yeah, I
and
would think
Cody's
that he's
Cody,
going to
so
be at least a guy who ends up chucking a handful of people,
yes, for sure.
and maybe people end up ganging up on him because that this has happened. But We shall see,
Yeah,
obviously.
so no, I think Jacob Fatu could absolutely come away with this from this with a clean win.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. Even with Cody declaring, I feel like it's a little wide open for the men as to who might end up being the winner here.
I think it's very wide open, I guess, because we're not really spotlighting anyone. Again, because we've just started announcing people to be in it. We're
But
not spotlighting.
even I feel like a lot of times you can tell the stories that are being told or the people who are getting more TV time that you're like, ah, yeah, they might be a good favorite even
Right.
before they, you know, because I mean, with 30 people in each match, because it's still 30, right?
Yes. Yeah.
They've still got to use, you know, the majority of the wrestlers that get regular TV time at a minimum, plus others. That you know, you can kind of get a vibe for who might end up being the guy because, yeah, like Cody definitely does not feel like the guy, but Jacob Fatu would not be completely out of the realm of possibility in my book.
No. He was really essentially feuding with McIntyre on his way out. They never actually got to have a match against each other.
No.
So yeah, no, that's a match you could go with. It doesn't It's not necessarily the biggest star power match you can go with, for sure. I mean, we've seen the commercials that they've established who their top guys are.
Yeah, Jacob
They made it crystal
Fatu
clear.
was not in that commercial.
Neither was Drew McIntyre, for that matter. So
Yeah.
yeah, there could certainly still be a lot of number of twists and turns. Although I would like to, instead in a different form than they did last year, I would like to them to have a better idea of where they're going. Down the card a little bit. We should have multiple occurrences of people. No, crossing paths in the Royal Rumble who end up, WrestleMania opponents.
Oh,
I mean, last year I think the
yeah.
only thing that ended up happening was it was with McIntyre and Priest, I think, was really the only one that really led to a WrestleMania match because of their reaction to the Royal Rumble. It could definitely do some more of that
Yeah,
this
it
year,
was pretty
I would
limited
say.
last year, and I do remember that being a thing.
Yes,
Because
and
what
last year
the
was.
yeah, because Priest was the one that eliminated McIntyre kind of out of the blue,
Yeah, it was out of the
and
blue. I mean, they didn't
everyone
really.
called it a botch at the time, I want to
I mean,
say.
it really wasn't until Elimination Chamber that okay, this is actually a feud here. And that was kind of
Oh,
the thing with the build of WrestleMania. It really wasn't until we got into the last 3 or 4 weeks that the rest of the card started coming together. And that's, that was an ex we all noted it. That was inexcusable for WrestleMania. So
Oh.
yeah, this year I'd like to see a good maybe a good chunk of the card, a good chunk of the a handful, a half dozen, whatever, matches that gets maybe even in addition to just the championship matches with the winners, and then starting to figure out what they're gonna pick. You start to see the WrestleMania card starting to form, because the Elimination Chamber is just it's another one of those shows. It's like the Royal Rumble. There's only gonna be You're only going to have two or three other matches besides the two Elimination Chamber matches, so you
Oh,
don't
yeah.
you there's not some big pressure to put to waste matches on the Elimination Chamber show.
Oh, yeah.
Or
Yeah. Extending feuds is, that is prime time right there. Like you said, because you're not going to put too many singles matches. At least one or two of the feuds probably carry over from the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, you could do that as well. Sure.
Typically,
Some of the rest of the stuff you're gonna do. Yeah, I mean every match. I mean, when we get to the bottom of each night. Each match is gonna have six or seven matches on it. No, matches 5, 6 on the card maybe don't necessarily need to have, some great story, some great long-term story to it. But
right.
Matches 1 through 3 on each night. Yeah, I'd like to see those, have some
Yeah,
build.
it's not too much to ask for 6 matches to have a reasonable amount of build. Because like you said, like there's at least yeah, I'd say at least 3 matches that you could definitely consider as a possible main event going into these events recently.
Yeah.
I don't feel. I'm trying to wonder if any of the women have had a chance the last couple of years or not to get that spot. But I'm
What are you
not.
talking about? What so that the women's rumble closing the show, or what are you talking about?
No, not the Women's Rumble. Going into WrestleMania. Just because there was a kind of a streak there where the women were at least main eventing one of the nights.
Right. Yeah, no, that
But
I don't
I
think that's happened to, I don't really think that's happened since Sasha and Bianca, really.
yeah, I guess that's what I was thinking to myself. I'm like, man, it's kind of been a few years, 2, 3 years, since that's really been a thing, here now.
That's right.
They had some big name matchups because no, that wasn't WrestleMania last year. That was CM Punk and AJ Lee. That was later down the line.
That was later down the line. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question if they can get something in place so that, at least maybe a women's match can main event night one at the very least. But I'm not betting on it though. I feel like again, we've established who our top guys are, and those guys will not be giving up the. I mean, you got to think something along the lines of, Roman Reigns is obviously gonna get a main event. Shit, does
No.
Cody maybe Cody will get the other main event. Yeah, but then who knows? I guess I get
It's kind of, well, and I do think that the women are at least hurting in a little bit, in a little part, because something that we've, again, been talking about kind of frequently. With a lot of their biggest names involved in the tag team division, it kind of takes, like, I don't see the women's tag team match being a main event anytime. Like, it despite how many big names may end up being in the match.
we might have a good point there. So man, if we get that, if we get like a 16 ladder match, that'll be pretty crazy. That might be my most anticipated match of the weekend. I hope that's on night two, since that's when we're going.
Yeah, I mean that could be something, but I mean as the 6-person or 6-team matches haven't typically headlined a WrestleMania. Like they've headlined other pay-per-views, but WrestleMania tends to be a one-on-one tends to be. I mean, I know that there are triple threats in there somewhere and an odd tag team or two, or maybe a 4-man match. But the
Yeah,
vast
it's been 4 or
majority,
two, yeah.
yeah, the vast majority are singles matches. And yeah, like I mean it just kind of is what it is. And like you said, like I'd be shocked if Roman Reigns isn't in that category of getting one of the main events. And I guess if you make Cody wait until WrestleMania again, and even have him not win the Rumble, you can kind of tell a story that way too. If that's the route they choose to go.
I'm wondering if just having Cody go heel and but go after Punk instead. That might be the ticket there.
Yeah, maybe having him change brands might be a good thing too.
Right.
That's
Yeah.
that never hurts.
No.
So, yeah, is there, yeah, the one name we didn't talk about in here, just talking about main events and Drew McIntyre and Cody Rhodes. One Randy Orton, unsurprising that he is the first one out to come and eyeball Drew McIntyre here.
Yeah, that's another way they can go. It's not out of the question, because as I said, I mentioned it last week. I don't think Randy's getting the win in that four way at Saturday night's main event. I know we're jumping ahead. I'm pretty sure it's gonna end up being Sami Zayn, because the four ways in Montreal, the title matches in Saudi Arabia. It doesn't take a genius to figure out who the crowd favorite on both of those nights is. And then you save Orton for later. You also save Orton for to actually be in the Royal Rumble and be a favorite. Another one of those guys who, as Cody mentioned, has won twice and can join Stone Cold Steve Austin as in the very rarefied era of winning three times.
Yeah, that would be kind of wild. Like, Randy Orton, he'd be less of a surprise to me than Cody Rhodes winning it a third time.
Yeah, no,
Just because
I
it's
mean,
been a long time since he's won it. Like,
it's been a long time for him. They put him on ice all those months. He's fresh right now. He hasn't really, been in the mix like that. And he gets his title shots. Of course, he got a shot against John Cena, but we haven't seen him. Yeah, and that's kind of a headline position at WrestleMania for quite a bit here. And
yeah.
it is possible, because almost no one is more over than Randy Orton is right now.
Yeah, I would imagine that Mr. Orton is doing pretty good in the merch department. And everyone loves singing his music,
Yeah,
as they do with a number of
I'm not sure,
superstars.
because it does feel like we're gonna get some quote unquote kind of retread situations here, because it doesn't really feel like there's like that new hot baby face to come into WrestleMania and win his first title and kick off a new era or anything of that sort. Maybe the closest would be Jacob Fatu. But he's got to re
Oh.
he he's got to reignite his momentum from being out, though.
Yeah,
And
he's in a rough spot.
the stuff he was doing with Solo, beforehand, knocked him down a few pegs. Like that feud actually hurt him when they finally did the turn and the feud with him and Solo and his bloodline. That actually hurt Jacob Fatu.
It was another one that had that not been for Jacob Fatu getting injured, it would have been up there with Damian Priest and Aleister Black for longest
Yes,
feuds of 2025.
I mean, I still would say that cage match at SummerSlam was easily at least one of the worst matches of the year. Everything backfired about that match
Oh,
for what they were
man.
going for.
Yeah, that was really bad. That was one of the few ones I remember being actively bad. Like, yeah, I'm not sure I would have pulled it myself, but the moment you mentioned it, I was like, yep, the memories come flooding back. And
So yes, Jacob
fuck
Fatu
yeah,
actually has to restart his momentum that he had probably
no.
even before the summer, really, because just his summer and fall really wasn't that impressive. He was getting into a feud with McIntyre before he got hurt and had to be taken out. So that probably would have helped
Yeah,
him. Maybe he would have ended
that would
up
have
like in
helped his
the.
upswing, but yeah, he's got to go with that upswing all over again here.
Right. So yeah, it just doesn't feel like we've got that crowning first ever title win for a babyface moment. I mean, the young guy they're pushing the hardest is Bron Breakker, and obviously he's a heel.
And I think we've discussed this too. The Royal Rumble tends to be more on the babyface
Right.
side winner rather than the heel for a lot of the other kind of branded type championships, for lack of a better term. There really isn't anyone, I guess, and that maybe that's why I feel like there isn't anyone that sticks out to me this year as far as the field goes. Like, if they had called up Obafemi in November or something like that, maybe I would have given him a chance. Someone like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I still think even with him, similar to what you're talking about with Jacob Fatu, like they would have needed at least a little runway to work themselves in that into that
Right.
position.
Now, do I think that Obafemi is going to be in the Royal Rumble and that he's going to eliminate quite a few people? Yes, I think that's exactly what that's exactly the spot. Yes, he should be in, but he shouldn't win it, of course.
He can I would say Kane is a good comparison, one of
Yes,
those type
yes.
characters. Do a
Yeah,
lot of
if he, yeah, if
eliminations,
he,
don't win the match.
yeah, yes, yeah. I think that's a good spot for Obafemi, yes. Now again, do I think I do think that they are going to rocket ship Obafemi to a degree. I could see him being featured heavily. I could see him having some kind of a big match at WrestleMania. But yeah, he's not gonna be in the title picture.
No, he is not. Anything else to talk about in that men's division area that we were just talking about? Any other strands that we are missing there between the main players, especially on SmackDown here? Because we got Jacob Fatu, Cody Rhodes, Randy Orton,
Drew McIntyre.
Drew McIntyre. I don't think that's four names is a pretty solid amount of names to be
Yeah.
in your main event scene. Hitting some of the smaller stuff here. Second matchup of the night, Julia and Kiana James end up taking on Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss, who seemingly made up prior to this match. There was a backstage segment for that. Everything seemed to be smoothed over. It keeps on being hilarious that because all of the women have stabbed somebody in the back, like everyone keeps on warning everyone about someone being stabbed in the back, no matter which tag, if it's a baby face team talking to a heel team or a heel team talking to a baby face team.
Yeah.
That card is getting a lot of use these days. A
Yes.
lot of use these days. Charlotte and Alexa show that they were still on the same page, though, in this matchup, and dispatch Kiana James and Julia in short order. No surprise here. I'm pretty sure that what's her name? James took the pin in this one.
No surprise about that. But the surprise is, okay, so Nia and Lash Legend jump in after the match. Big brawl, whatever. Very similar to what had happened on the previous Monday. And next week we get a triple threat match for a tag title shot. And even after losing, Julia and Kiana James get to be in this match?
Are they in the
Yeah,
matchup?
they're in that match. That's a strange decision. I'm just like, They just lost. They rarely ever team together.
Yeah, and that's not the
Why
power
are they gonna?
dynamic we've been showing for this whole situation. Because why did I think someone else was the third team? Oh, I thought it was the Kabuki Warriors for some reason. I thought it was Kabuki Warriors, Nia Jax and Lash Legend and Alexa and Charlotte. That's what I.
No, it's Julia and Kiana James. Yeah.
No.
I don't know.
Okay. Yep. That is a choice. Not one that I would have made, but it is a choice.
Yes, it is.
Yep, Cody Rhodes. Next up, well, we got a little bit of Matt Cardona ahead of his match against one Trick Williams. Cardona said he wants to challenge for the main championship. He didn't come back to monkey around here. He is coming back for the big prize. And boy, was I not surprised that his aspirations are definitely going to be taking a back seat here.
Yeah, no. This was the match that's just like, okay, neither of these two guys really belong in this belong in this scenario here. They don't belong anywhere near a title match. They're doing a little too much too quickly with the Trick here, because it's just going to lead to him being in big matches and losing them.
Pet peeve of the podcast in general here. Don't put people in a position to lose, even if they don't take the pin, because they're still losing.
I feel like in that four way, he's taken the
Oh. Yeah, and that can happen too. You can be the pinnee to make things even worse. The worst case scenario, you don't get pinned, but you still lose. Worst case scenario, you are the pinnee.
It's yeah, yeah,
What? It's
I'm
Ra what's the is it Randy Orton, Trick Williams? I'm trying to think. Damian Priest. Correct. Yeah, because he beat Solo. And no, that other match was U.S. Championship. That match. Oh, Sami Zayn. That's right.
Yeah, who I said it is, I would say is the favorite to win this whole thing. So yeah, I could
Yeah, Trick
absolutely see.
Williams
Trick is
is
the only heel.
probably taking the
He's the only heel in that match. Yes, yeah. So it's like, don't do that
pin.
to a guy already. No, we'll get to another situation where it feels like that's coming as we go on too.
I hadn't done the math on that four-way match, but now that we're talking about it, yeah. The arrows seem to be squarely pointing at Trick to be the one to take the L, which is not great.
No,
Not great, Chase.
not at all. Not at this point, no.
Other happenings here on SmackDown. There were kind of a lot of matches this week. Carmelo Hayes ends up taking on Leon Slater in the US Open Challenge here. And sign me up. Anytime Leon Slater is on a card, I am good to watch it. Carmelo Hayes finally finding something here and finding some momentum on the main roster
Yeah,
also.
he definitely is. This This was a good choice. Yeah, Leon Slater and Carmelo Hayes was a very, very good match. The crowd instantly took to Leon Slater, but not the expensive Carmelo. Yeah, this was very good. Yeah, this was a good win for him. It was a good showing for Leon Slater. Yeah, this was all good.
Yeah, that was definitely a good one. And another matchup, because there were seven total matchups here on the SmackDown. Jordynne Grace ends up taking on Chelsea Green. Jordynne Grace wins in short order,
Yeah,
and
a little too
it.
short for my liking. Yeah, this. I hate when they do this to Chelsea. It's just like, I know she can take a loss and do her shtick, but she shouldn't have lost the U.S. title for that matter. So it's just like, she doesn't have to just be a comedy figure.
I wouldn't mind her getting longer matches from time to time.
Yeah. But
And
again,
this one feels like even if you want to put her over Jordynne Grace, you can still have it be longer than 2.5 minutes. Like that's a real steamrolling. Like
and again, we are going so f too too much too fast with Jordynne Grace, 'cause she's already on a collision course with Jade Cargill in a match that she's not going to win.
And see last conversation about Trick Williams. We're not going to go back through it. Not a great position to put Jordynne Grace in, to say the least.
No,
Like you said, she's taking an L. That's all there is to it.
yeah, this is where all these pre Royal Rumble, let alone pre WrestleMania, call ups, could prove to be something of a mistake, like in some way, because these people are, because the three, four people that they've brought up now, or however many members we want to talk about it as, like, I think it's four. I think it's, three men, Javon Evans, Obafemi, Trick Williams, now and then also Jordynne Grace. They can absolutely get trampled in the road to WrestleMania.
Yeah, I know Jeremy and I have talked about it for sure, where it's just a bad time to start because you're not going to be important enough to be in the main event picture. So, I mean, there's
No.
like two matches across the 2 nights that like you're not just even remotely in the plans for.
Right.
And you take at least another two matches off the card for women's matches each night. Even if we're averaging, what, six matches a night these days, and I'm not even sure if that's accurate or if they've gone a little bit higher on WrestleMania here,
It could be six.
but
It could be six or
completely.
seven, I think.
So yeah, like you maybe have what? Six other matches that you have a possibility of getting into?
As a woman,
As a man.
you as a man, yes, as a man, yes.
Yeah, because I'm saying that there's two main events, each night, so that's five slots left each night. There are
Right.
two women's matches per night, so that leaves us with three matches per night that are kind of open gender, I will call them.
Well, no.
Mostly men.
There'd probably be four men's matches and two women's matches. If there's a seventh match, that might be more open.
Oh.
But yeah,
Yeah.
we might they might, because we've got two women's world championships, the IC and the US. And the tag teams haven't heavily featured. So I imagine, all five belts could be defended. I know, like, last year believe Lyra Valkyria was the women's Intercontinental Champion. She ended up in a tag title match. She ended up in a tag title match.
Oh.
And the
Yep.
women's US title, I believe, wasn't defended at all, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, Chelsea Green didn't
Oh.
even get to be on the card. Yeah, that's right. That's right. She was when she was still a US champion at that point, but she didn't get a match on WrestleMania.
Yeah, I'm pulling up the card now to see what we all had here, 'cause memory is not going to serve the full card here. Oh boy, that's a long way to get down here. Yep, 7 and 7, so 14
It was seven
matches
seven? Okay.
all together here.
And were they 5 men's matches and 2 women's matches each night? From what I remember.
Correct night one. Correct night two.
So,
'Cause
yeah.
yeah, so okay, so there are more options for men's matches than I, at least one extra match than I was accounting
Yeah,
for.
so and hopefully they will go with seven. It's WrestleMania for God's sake. So
Yeah.
I know they're going with less is more lately, but for WrestleMania, let's at least have seven each night for God's sakes.
Yeah,
I mean,
let's roll
I mean
with it.
some of those low card matches though last year were pretty rough, pretty questionable for WrestleMania though.
Yeah, I mean, El Grande Americano versus Rey Fenix was a match.
It was supposed to be Rey Mysterio, but yeah.
So we'll say that much.
But yeah. But yeah, if it follows a similar, I mean, right now, if the women's US title stays on Julia, they can very easily justify not having a women's US title match on that card. That's at least the one thing with the Intercontinental title being on Becky. You can guarantee that will be on the
Yes, that will 100% be on the card.
then. And with the competitiveness of the women's tag division, you can guarantee, and with that there will be some stars, in that.
Yes.
Because then isn't gonna get a singles match. Because so we could still get some type of big tag, multiple person ladder, whatever thing.
Oh, yeah, the women's tag division is as good an option for that kind of match as any division in
Yeah,
the WWE right now, honestly.
it absolutely is, yeah.
Because I can't think of even the so you mentioned the women's championships, just because there's been open challenges for the US men's championship there for so long, I don't feel like there's like a list of contenders that are always hanging around, because they've tended to have different people for the different people who have been US champion.
Right. And then the US Championship has essentially become a de facto TV title. I can't remember the last time it was defended on a PLE.
Yeah, that is fair. It's like you said, like when you only have five matches,
It was probably when
it's
Solo
pretty hard.
it was probably that Solo Chicken Fatu cage match we just talked about.
Oh yeah, I would imagine you are correct, actually. But still, that's not great. That was a while ago at this point.
Yes, it was. And of course, good old Dirty Dom, his Intercontinental title matches all are have been featured prominently on just about every PLE.
Yeah, Dom's definitely been the opposite of so yeah, it's kind of wild. I guess SmackDown's kind of gotten the shaft in that department. Did not really think of
I
it
mean, the
that
last
way.
Intercontinental title match featured John Cena defending it.
Yeah, So I know we've done some crossovers into the Raw territory of things. Belfast, Ireland. We start off with Gunther and AJ Styles, sir.
Yes. This was a really good segment. Fairly heated. Oh, AJ interrupts Gunther, challenges him to a match. Gunther, of course, says that no way. I got nothing to prove. I achieve nothing I want. I'm going to enter the Royal Rumble. But he does finally relent under one condition, that AJ Styles put his career on the line. And he gave AJ to the end of the night to make a final decision, which was really nice of him.
Yeah, it was pretty magnanimous of Gunther to give
So
him some time to
is
think on
Gunther
it.
gonna is so is Gunther working doing double duty, or is he not in the Rumble?
I would vote on Gunther doing double duty.
But what about AJ Styles? What if he wins this match? Does he get to also be in the Royal Rumble too?
Maybe there
That's
might
that's
be
a good.
more double duty than normal.
Yeah, well, the last well the other ma the other match that's locked in for the Royal Rumble single match that's locked in for the Royal Rumble is the WWE Championship match with Drew McIntyre defending against the winner of the four way. And I believe the previous 2 years have only seen two other matches.
Yeah, that makes some sense, 'cause I mean they have really made sure those Rumble matches have run long.
Yes, they do run long, of course. And yes, there's a lot of filler on these WWE-PLEs. You got to have your commercial time, which, oh boy, I know it started on Peacock, but it even feels even more offensive on ESPN with what they're charging to have 3 minutes of PLA time. Now, granted, it's matches don't get interrupted. It is between the commercials are between each match, even if the match goes a damn hour.
Yeah, there is a certain I'll call it a soccer aspect to things where you get the true runtime of what's happening, and then you finally get a commercial
Yes.
rather than being interrupted several times during a quarter or something like that.
Yeah, when the commercial time is built in. That's the whole point of the 2 minute warning, you know that, right? So they're guaranteed another commercial break.
Yeah, well, I mean, the fact that they actually just have I mean, I always appreciate the guy that comes out onto the field with the clock that tells you how patient to be, and it just counts down the seconds in the
Yeah.
commercial break so that the live crowd knows what the fuck is going on. It's just like, oh. So, how's the weather, George? Yep. That made me completely lose my train of thought. Gunther Styles, him giving him time, the rest of the evening to think on his decision, was unsurprised by the decision ended up being rendered that AJ's going for it. Honestly, I'm glad it wasn't a snap decision. We've seen so many snap decisions that I didn't mind someone sitting on it for a change, honestly.
That was a nice change of pace. I mean, they didn't do any like some big grand declaration like they do with some other times when someone says, "You have until the end of the night, it's the last segment of the show," or whatever, and there's it's all for no. It just a conversation between AJ and Adam Pearce. In between Adam Pearce putting out other fires.
Oh yeah, Adam Pearce always besieged on Raw for some reason or another. There always seems to be chaos reigning on Raw. I don't know why Nick Aldis just runs old Law and Order SmackDown over there.
Yeah.
I guess speaking of some backstabbing and whatnot here, one of the bigger moments of Raw this week, Natalya was coming to support her good friend Maxine Dupri in the match the rematch against Becky Lynch this week. She was making sure that there was no cheating by Becky Lynch this time around, and she was doing that because she was going to help Becky Lynch cheat and screw over Maxine Dupri in the process here.
Yes, the
Very well done segment, how they ended up pulling this off here.
I like the foot on the rope part. Yeah, that was well done. Good camera work. You know, Maxine's expressions, all that was well done. Becky hits the Manhandle Slam and gets the pin, and then Natalya goes to work on Maxine, and oh boy, did I not like. Hi, huh? She's been doing this for Natty's been doing this for 20 damn years. She's trying to do a shooter gimmick. She acts like she belongs in Bloodsport, for God's sakes. And she's throwing those kind of punches? Come on, Natty. Lay it in.
It was so funny. I had mentioned to you guys that I hadn't really paid attention, but I'm like, you know what? They're going to show a replay of this sometime during the rest of Raw, which I had not watched yet. And sure enough, they showed a replay of it. And I'm like, they picked it both times when Natty was mounting her. And I was like, she wasn't even really going for like a hammer fist or anything like that.
No.
It just seemed like kind of a blame punch.
Like a cat pawing at a string. Yeah, from the cat lady, yeah.
I guess I'm not surprised that that's what it is, but yeah, it like you said, make it look like you're really laying it in, like you're supposed to be a shooter. Like oh
Yeah,
man.
if yeah, and do what other people do when they don't have a good punch. Use forearms then. Which which we see more of nowadays because no one knows how to throw a punch anymore.
Oh man, I can't believe it's becoming a lost art.
Alexa Bliss has the best punch in the business now, basically.
And you know what? She's still more of a forearm woman.
Yeah, but she'll go for the not for the kind of that
Yeah, she
knockout.
goes that knockout punch still for sure, but I feel like when she's kind of doing that trade blow thing, she's more of a forearm woman. But yeah, that was not great.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling. Yeah, I wasn't really feeling the beat down there, and it's just like, come on, Ed, you've been literally begging for this. Like, you literally go on any podcast that'll have you and says you have this, you've had this new idea for a character, and you're gonna call yourself Natty instead of Natalya. Oh my God, that one, I'm just
Yeah,
like.
I'm not quite sure why she thinks that is going to be such a big
Everyone calls her
change.
Natty anyway.
Yeah, like it was pretty much only the graphics that it was Natalia in. Because in a minimum, the announcers would use Natalia and Natty interchangeably. When calling a matchup.
Natty's a term of endearment, basically. It's not her badass alter ego.
Yeah,
But we'll
it's
see. We'll see where this goes. I mean,
oh.
where can you really go with N Natalia in 2026?
And that might be part of my reasoning for not being super excited about this either. It's just like I don't.
WWE just does not have a great track record with their non-title women's feuds, especially when it's not a high priority big star in them.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess we talk about it a lot with the men. Natalia should really be, by all measures of longevity and whatnot, she should be in that CM Punk, Randy Orton. Kind of, you've been around so long, you're respected category, but it's so wild that she has to play this disrespected card almost all the time.
She really does. She does. Because
And that's the
it doesn't
pro.
play well with the fans. She's just never gotten to that echelon with the fans. It's, she could have all the respect in the world of her peers, and everyone thinks she's the best person ever. And me, of course, I am still like have this irrational dislike of this woman from how for how she was portrayed on Total Divas and how she treated TJ. Like it's like she's a terrible wife to him. She's always putting him down, making him feel like crap about himself. Like, and I know the show wasn't a shoot or anything, but it still bugs me.
She was not terribly likable on that show.
No.
I know I only watched maybe the first two seasons and then I bugged out. I might only watch the first season. Can't completely remember. But anywho, yeah, she did not come off great to me in the time that I did watch that. So, there's that. And yeah, like she's never really had an organic push from the fans to, win one for the Gipper
No, it
kind of
isn't. It, she has never
situation.
had a
Like,
she's never had a moment like that. It's pretty wild.
yeah.
For as long as she's been around, yeah, she's just kind of been there.
Yeah. And I don't see it starting right now either. Like I
No, no,
don't,
no.
this gimmick, it to me doesn't, it still doesn't feel new enough to get her over the top. Like she really needed a reinvention, and this isn't really a reinvention.
It's Malibu with Stacy with a new hat. It's what it is. It's just like and you know what? And
Yeah.
I don't really feel like her work on like the Indies or Mexico or anything has really gotten like that rave of reviews or anything I've seen of it has really said, ooh, this is this is a new side of Natty I've never seen before. I'm intrigued. I'm impressed. It really hasn't. Now they try to. She tries to sell it as that, and her friends try to sell it as that, but because they love her. But again, it just doesn't compute with the fans.
And I guess one thing I was thinking is that, and I guess to go back to Randy Orton, like she's to me does not have the athleticism that a lot of the other division, a lot of the rest of the division has at this point.
No, she no.
Even the people who have been around a while, like Charlotte and Becky, at this point. Their athleticism just still kind of blows Natty out of the water, and she doesn't. It's kind of weird for teaching that much. I don't feel like she's always like she doesn't blow me out of the water with her psychology either.
No.
In matches, which is what to me Randy Orton does. Like,
Oh yeah,
he knows
that's Randy's,
how.
that's been Randy's career, yeah.
Yeah, like he kind of just knows how to structure a match to make it interesting, and like she doesn't even necessarily do that on a consistent basis. She's had some great matches with other opponents, but
Yeah.
I like it's not like I feel like we almost take it for granted with Randy Orton with how often he's done it, you know? And she's not there. And I suppose she could be, but yeah, she just isn't. And I don't really know how to resolve that problem at this point in her career. I genuinely don't. You know?
Yeah, I don't either. I really don't know.
So I mean, it's a good way to get Maxine off the U.S. Championship hunt here for a little while, and to let Becky move on to something else here for WrestleMania season. So in that kind of way, it works out pretty well functionally. Even with all our grousing about the about Natty, so. At least that part ends up working out. You know, we had a lot of Judgment Day on this show. They had various segments and the main
Yes.
event, honestly. I suppose we could stick to the women real quick, just because Roxanne and Liv still getting ready to head after those tag team championships, so they were the ones to end up confronting Rhea Ripley and Io Sky a little bit later in the evening. Before that, Raquel Rodriguez with the getting the old pep talk for having a future bout here against Stephanie Vaquer.
Yes. Yeah. Raquel complaining about Stephanie not being cleared so they can have their match. I wonder why. We talked about
And
that
I mean, the announcers even openly talked about it themselves, where they're just like, this is kind of backfiring for her at some point. You know, they're like,
Yeah.
if she can't wrestle the match, you can't win the championship, you big dum-dum.
Yes,
And
and Big Dum Dum is becoming the term for her again, because it's like I feel like she's regressing. It's like we found her thing settling into the tag division, and now we're trying to force her into a women's championship match again, and as every other time they've tried to do that, it is going to fail miserably.
I guess I feel like things have gone a little bit better, but this is one where I guess I don't see her being the one to end Miss Vicaire's reign here.
No, she's definitely not. And God knows she shouldn't. But man, is Stephanie Vaquer just not had a lot to work with these last couple of months. Nikki Bella, who is essentially proven Wade Barrett right about being a step or two behind and never being able to catch up.
Yeah, like she's another one kind of almost in the Natty mold where you're like, holy smokes, the athleticism in this ring has really shot up quite a bit in the last, 'cause when did Nikki compete last? 8 years ago or something like that?
Something like that, yeah. 2000, I think, yeah, 2018, somewhere in there, yeah.
Yeah, like it a lot has, you know, more has changed in the women's division in the athleticism department than the men's division. And yeah, it shows. It shows sometimes. And Nikki Bella's on that list with Natalya.
Yeah, definitely.
But looking forward to Liv Morgan, because what? Yeah, Liv Morgan and Roxanne Perez against Riho is Saturday night's main event, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's Saturday's main event, and they've all declared for the Royal Rumble, along with Raquel, because she doesn't get her. Now she has to enter the Royal Rumble because she doesn't get her title match. Yes. And good one, Raquel, again. But yeah, no, that tag match should be very good. Not seeing a title change quite yet, but the women's tag division is set up to possibly hot potato this thing, so it's not out of the realm of its possibility.
Oh, yeah, they have, as we've already noted, one of the reasons that Stephanie Vaquer is stuck in, wrestling who she's been wrestling is that so many of these big names have been in the tag division that you could probably slot any number of these teams in there and have an acceptable kind of main event level match with the women.
Yeah.
Especially if Rio are involved in the situation. But I mean, Alexa Bliss and Charlotte Flair have a lot of name pool. And honestly, even Liv Morgan and Roxanne Perez kind of have a their own decent amount of name pool in that situation. I know that Roxanne might be a little bit early in her career, but Liv's might be doing a little heavy lifting, but yeah, you
Yeah.
got plenty of names in there that are really there. So, one of the big themes of Raw this week was Adam Pearce continuing to be intertwined with the Vision in the matchup with Bronson Reed, Logan Paul, and Austin Theory, taking on the new LWO, Rey Mysterio, Penta, and Dragon Lee here. He ends up playing a pivotal role in the happenings here. Logan Paul introduces the patented brass knuckles. Because I'm trying to remember who he. He slid them to Austin Theory. Adam Pearce gets them from Austin Theory. Then he conveniently leaves them on the ring apron for Rey Mysterio to retrieve. And then did Penta? Was Penta the one that actually ended up using them?
I think Ray hit Austin Theory, which then put him in position for the Penta Driver, or the Mexican
He
Destroyer, or
did.
whatever he's calling it now.
Yeah, the Mexican Destroyer is
Mexican
what
Destroyer, yeah.
did finish off the match there. So yeah,
Yeah.
Ray might have been the one to actually punch him. But anywho, whatever the case, those play a role. There's something brewing with Adam Pearce in the Vision. There's a little too much involvement for my liking, to be completely honest with you. Just because it just feels like there's some hijinks afoot that I'm gonna roll my eyes at. I feel like down
Yeah.
the line here.
Yeah. I kind of hope it's not a setup for Adam Pearce losing his job.
Yeah, and I guess that's what I was kind of. I'm like.
He's
Are we
really
going to
grown on me.
be
We're
a.
like, it's been we're like 5 years into this now. He's grown on me.
Yeah, like it's been such a thing that, I mean, we bitched about for so many years about I just want a general manager who's just going to do the job here. Like, this shouldn't, be a. Involved in storylines, really kind of guy. And I feel like we're veering into this territory because, Paul Heyman keeps on reminding him that he, in fact, put his hands on Bron Breakker first, despite the fact that I believe it was a fairly light touch, if I am not mistaken.
Yes,
And.
but he did put his
But he
hands on him
did.
first.
Yep, he did. He did do so. So yeah, obviously that caused nuclear response. Always good for that
Yes,
in
and
response.
made a phone call to somebody who then reached out to Adam Pearce. And later in the night, we did get confirmation that Bron Breakker will appear on Raw on Monday to have a adult conversation with one Adam Pearce. We will see where that goes.
And I would be completely fine if this issue is dead and buried after this segment.
You think
I
you think
cannot.
they're gonna just gonna have a civilized conversation?
No, I don't think it's going to be a civilized conversation, but if I still think that they can manage to squash the situation and still accomplish that part, but we
Okay.
shall see.
I
We
can't
shall
imagine Breaker won't be in the Royal Rumble.
see. Despite the fact that we did say that heel's not normally favored for the Rumble, he's got to be on the short list for
I mean,
early favorites without
at this point, I assume all members of the Vision are going to be in the Royal Rumble itself, giving Paul Heyman multiple opportunities to win the Royal Rumble. Oh, and yes, and Brock's going to be in there too. I'm sure. So, yeah, but we really, other than one week, we don't really know where Brock's allegiances really lie. They usually just rely on with Brock Lesnar himself. So that could be an interesting situation to follow.
Anything else vision related to cover before moving on to the bummer news of Raw in the apparent injury to one Javon Evans in his match with El
Well,
Grande Americano.
no, that was unfortunate. So it's definitely an unfortunate thing to happen because obviously that match was not going to end that way. I imagine the Javon Evans was probably supposed to win that match.
I haven't seen El Grande Americano win a match on TV, so I
Outside
was
of Triple H,
assuming.
which he didn't even win that. He didn't even win that match.
Yeah, I was assuming that Javon was going to get the dub in this
Right.
situation, so
But the word is it's that doesn't seem to be anything too severe. They're going to send him home as a for the rest of the tour as a precaution, although I believe the tour is basically over.
Yeah, they don't
So
have too many dates left, I don't think.
yeah, Javon's sounding like it's not going to be anything too serious, thankfully.
Okay, well, that is good. And then really main event time. Another show here. Oh yeah, I guess only 16 or a little over 16 minutes here. CM Punk defends the World Heavyweight Championship against Finn Balor in Belfast, Ireland. People on the Irish Isle definitely cheering on their at least same island mate in Finn Balor here,
Yeah, and Finn
but
Balor
not
gets the.
completely at the expense of CM Punk either,
No,
though.
no,
It
no.
was more of a back and forth kind of
Pretty
situation.
back and forth. Finn Balor gets his old entrance music back for one night, proving it seems like they just changed all these entrance music just to spite their fans, basically, because they still have all the rights to all this music. They can still keep it all, and they know that people have been just they've had no good feedback on any of this music. I mean, Finn's Judgment Day music is literally to his old entrance theme slowed down to the slowest crawl you could possibly imagine, and with no beat or anything.
It is upsetting that they choose not to use the better music because Def Rebel or something.
Yes.
There's some bad choices that are being made, and because what JD's kind of out long-ish term.
I believe so. I haven't. I have not really I've not really seen exactly what it is. Dom, we've heard, is not that hurt. Obviously, they've done nothing with the Intercontinental title.
Oh.
I could guess he'll be back by the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I guess I was just more thinking about JD just because Finn has been tied to him more. He's been less of a singles guy and more of a tag guy as of late because of that. Especially, honestly, the last 2 years of Judgment Day.
Oh yeah, he has absolutely been a tag guy for over 2 years now.
Yeah, because I mean, I know that they've used him in pinches for main event. Kind of, hey, he used to be the champ, but everyone keeps on going. It's been a decade plus since he won, and it's just like not helping out Michael Cole, not helping out.
Yeah,
That's
no,
the
and this was presented as something of a last stand for him. That was interesting.
yeah, it was. It's gonna be wild if they keep this Judgment Day thing running with Dom out and JD McDonough out.
Oh, you.
It's just the women. I mean, you could go that route, I suppose. But yeah, this yeah, I don't know. I
Yeah,
just know that was
I mean, I
a
don't
pinch.
think Finn's retiring imminently or anything, but it was kind of presented like, this is it for him at the same time, and yeah, the way they did it. I mean, very, very, very good match. Punk wins, of course, and then Punk gives Finn Balor his props. No chicanery or anything. There's a show of respect, and
Yeah, I felt like Finn kept on looking back at CM Punk, and I was kind of waiting for some
I was waiting for him to
chicanery.
get. I was waiting for somebody to jump. But the way that Punk, they kept shooting Punk, with his back turned and everything. It's just like, is someone going to jump him at this point? Is he going to have a match at the Royal Rumble? Because right now he doesn't, and he has no challengers right now.
Yeah, and
Finn
I
was kind of
mean,
just thrown together for a match on Raw, so
those
I'm
are kind
guessing.
of very popular matches at the Rumble, to have a championship match because what is what else is the champion gonna
Right.
do? So.
Yeah, it just looks like CM Punk's not gonna have a match at the Royal Rumble unless they throw something together on over between Saturday's main event and Raw.
Yeah, that's kind of wild. Kind of wild. CM Punk gonna be doing commentary for the Royal Rumble. Just so you can get that Saudi money.
I guess so. I
Anything
imagine
else?
he's going. We've gotten past that whole thing of any fears of him going or going poorly if
Oh
he goes. So
yeah, those
I
questions have been answered, and that book is firmly shut.
And I'm sure the Saudis are paying for to have everyone over there
Yep.
within reason. So yeah, I gotta imagine he'll at least be there.
Yep, he will be there in some context. We shall find out. Anything more to add? That I've forgotten, because I feel like we've hit all the big angles and big talking points for Raw and SmackDown of this past week.
No, I think we are good.
Okie doke. Well, I am actively watching Collision, and Chris, I'm assuming, did not watch it. So, and
No.
I have not seen Powerhouse Hobbs' last match in AEW quite yet here. I'll get to it sometime after we're done recording here. Bell time
Yeah.
beer for the show. I've been holding off on this one because I drank a similar version here. Sonder Brewing is down in Mason, Ohio, which is where King's Island is for those in the amusement park game. And they have some very, very good beer. And they have this beer called Otto that's a double tiramisu stout, which is fantastic to start with. This one happens to be the Cowboy Cookie edition that I got. Is a special off version of it, and it is also very delicious. So should one find themselves in the Cincinnati region of the world, Sonder Brewing makes some excellent beer. So stop in at one of their one of their locations, the one out in Mason. Delicious Mexican food, also, should one want to get food and beer at the same time. So that is the Bell Time Beer suggestion from at DeFranco11. The brand is at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Download us at other places like YouTube Music and iHeartRadio. Have a good night, grandkids.
Later.